Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
What have you seen? What is your quest?
I actually saw two. Midsummer and 47 Meters Down, Uncaged. I don't know if it's pronounced. It may just be Uncaged.
Or Uncaged.
Uncaged. It may have been. Possibly I was not given. Maybe it is French.
It is.
They were not in France.
So, Midsummer with an O.
Right. Or Midsummer. I'm not exactly certain I'm pronouncing that right, but it looks like Midsummer to me.
Sure. Who's in it?
You have people of like middling import in it. The boy that played Edmund in the Chronicles of Narnia series.
Mm-hmm.
He is in this. He was also in the Maze Runner, a couple of the Maze Runner movies. The same person. He is in it. And the girl that was the main character in Fighting With My Family is also there. So you don't have a lot of what I'd call big name stars, but there are people of varying degrees of import.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess that's about as close as you're going to get to it. I wouldn't call them stars, but they've got a better resume than I do.
There's a better chance that there's a meme of Edmund than of you or I.
True story.
Mm-hmm. So, Midsummer is about what?
I will say this. I can't reveal most of what happens in the movie because it will significantly decrease the impact that it will have on you as a viewer. And I will also note that this is a re-release of sorts for the movie. The one that came out a couple of months ago was not the director's cut. This is a longer version. It's nearly 3 hours. And we saw, I think, like the 10:45 show. It's also worth noting, this is not like when Avengers Endgame put out its extended cut. And you had, 10 million. We went to the 10:45 of a movie that had been out. And, like, again, this is not a huge re-release. Like, for Ghostbusters 30th anniversary or something like that. So we were the only ones in the theater. And there were very often times that the two of us would audibly say to one another, "What the beep?" Did that just happen?
I just read the summary, and I...
It is a genuinely disturbing movie.
Well, it has an R for disturbing, ritualistic violence, and grisly images.
Jane, you have no idea. Like, that's actually a good description, but, like, it doesn't paint the picture for you until you have seen the movie.
Danny and Christian are a young American couple with a relationship on the brink of falling apart. But after a family tragedy, they go to this weird town in Sweden, and it becomes the village.
Oh, no.
No.
Like, the village, like, it didn't make any sense, but, like, I never called the village disturbing.
Yes.
I called it boring. I called it, like, pedantic. But I did not, like, this film is on an entirely different level.
Now, the one photo I see, when I just glance at it, it's the poster, the movie poster. It looks like my mind translates it into, I don't remember Belushi looking that healthy, because it's like half a face and it looks like a guy's in a toga.
It makes you like you're thinking like
happy.
Animal House.
He looks
right.
Happy.
Well, if Belushi was in this, I missed him, and I feel like I would... I'm the kind of person that would have noticed that.
So 3 hours of disturbing.
Not quite three. And it's not all disturbing. Like, you think at the beginning of the movie, like, it begins and it's their relationship or this deteriorating relationship.
Already I don't care. Okay.
Is kind of the central thrust of it.
So that's him and her that you mentioned.
Right.
Okay.
He's one of the friends that's going. The other guy that's actually the boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
I'm assuming he doesn't survive.
I don't I don't want to delve too far into it, because like I said, once this thing derails the crazy train, like you keep going, well, there's no way that they the depravity will oh dear. I'm glad I didn't buy lottery tickets. I bet wrong on that. Oh wow.
Now is it stomach churning or is it just it's stupid or
it's just disturbing in the way that like okay, have you ever seen like a dead body?
Yes.
Like and I don't mean like one that's been like kind of dressed up like for a funeral or something like that. I'm just saying like a freshly like dead person.
Okay. Only on the news.
Like in the same way that like, you know, the color has lost mm-hmm. their body, like possibly some of their like features are sunken in and just they look lifeless. Like that's a disturbing thing to see. Like yes. I don't want to delve into why I've seen that, but it's something that sticks with you. Mm-hmm. And like in the same way, like you almost can't look away because it's just your mind is just confused by the image it's seeing, but it lingers there. That's what this movie does. It's just it's not disturbing in the way that like they're cutting someone's stomach open and you're just seeing blood squirting everywhere, but like the things that happen, like they're so uncomfortable for you to watch and you're like why is the camera lingering? Camera, look, pan to something else.
It sounds kind of gross.
There are parts of it that are gross, but it's just like you start trying to wrap your head around this story and like the images make you uncomfortable. And sometimes like what they're doing in the movie, like kind of turns you away. It's an interesting film. It's reasonably well done, but like when it goes off the deep end, like it goes way off the deep end, like, and it just, the film, unless you are like a psychopath or maybe a sociopath, will make you uncomfortable. Like it's the story makes enough sense. Like it's not like narratively like it's broken, but the film is just it's strange and it's a very like as I'm watching it, I am trying to sit there and go, how do I review this thing? Like, you know, okay, if it's you know, like, you know, the hard-earned 30-year cop is getting the new like pup that's wet behind the ears and he's crazy, Jane. He's crazy and it's a comedy. Like I can talk about that. I don't know a parallel like to draw to this except like you hit the village, but it's not really a village. Like they're in a village mm-hmm. and it's weird and like it's very.
So, cannibalism? Yes or no?
How? Okay. We don't do spoilers on this show. How far do you want me to go? There is not cannibalism per se.
On a scale of Toy Story to Human Centipede, where does this fall?
I will say, at first, it's this well shot, like, you know, very, very like well displayed film. Like cinematography is really gorgeous, but like there are points in this movie, and I don't mean like it's not gross. Like human centipede is gross, but like. The way that film made you feel uncomfortable just by reading the description of it, the synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
This film borderlines into that kind of territory.
Wow. All right. So, not the feel-good hit of the year.
Oh, wow, no. No. Don't take the kids either.
No.
Wow, don't take the kids.
Is this a movie that you want to purchase and have in your collection?
No. No, like, I mean, unless, of course, like, one of the phrases you find yourself saying around the holidays is Hail Satan. Like, maybe. Maybe then you'll just be like, this is my Christmas story, and that is my Ralphie. Right there.
Wow.
Right there.
That sounds horrible. So, think there's going to be a sequel?
You know, if enough people show up,
made $34 million.
There's like five Beethoven movies, and I don't see the necessity in that, but there are. So it's not my cup of tea. Like I don't think I will ever revisit this film. Like
Did you pick it or did your wife?
No. But basically, I just looked and I said there is nothing. Like I think Angel Has Fallen actually topped the weekend mm-hmm. again. There wasn't any
and the
competition.
Springsteen movie's not playing in Cookeville.
No.
Which is ridiculous.
Which is what, that was going to be my pick, mm-hmm. and then when it wasn't, I was just like, well, it's really all the same to me now.
It's the only one I want to see.
So we went with that, because it, like, I think Jordan Peele had said, mm-hmm. this is disturbing. And I thought, okay, yeah. it's going to be like Us, or it's going to be like Get Out. Like, I'm like, okay, I can do that. Like, I like Jordan Peele disturbing. Like, I like getting inside that guy. Mm, no. Jordan Peele just meant it's disturbing. He didn't mean it's my kind. Jordan Peele's kind of disturbing. Like, Us was kind of a creepy movie. Like,
unnerving.
It was unnerving, but, like, I never felt uncomfortable in that movie. This movie right here, I was just like, oh, that probably happens in some parts of the world. I'm never going to Switzerland. Like, it was funny because right before that, like, Chris and I had been talking about, like, okay, you know, eventually when all the kids are old enough and they've moved out, I was like, do you want to travel? And she's like, yeah. And I go, well, where do you want to go? And, like, we had talked about all that. About, I don't know, halfway through this movie, I just leaned over to her and I go, I don't want to go to Switzerland. If that's what Switzerland, I thought it was like all like chocolate and wooden shoes.
Yeah, watches.
There is none of that. Ooh. Up here, just a bunch of nonsense.
Okay. Well, Midsummer, a hard R rating, and sounds lovely. I'm so glad that did not have to see it.
I mean, and like I said, it's not a bad film because the film is poorly mm-hmm. made. The performances are solid. The narrative makes enough sense. It's just. The film gets into a place that you're just like, I don't.
Could you imagine being part of the crew saying, I don't want to watch the dailies. Like, it's a pass.
Well, or like they didn't really get it. Like they just been, he's like, oh, what are you? Like, oh, I'm the best boy. Like, or, you know, I offer the, I do the boom mic.
Uh-huh.
And then you finally, like you realize the film that like you've signed up for and you start watching the dailies and they're like, why?
I can't tell my mom.
No, no.
My eyes, they burn.
Well, at least the check cash.
That's true. All right. You are listening to Parental Guidance Suggested, brought to you by Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Ellen talking with Adam Cravens about movies in the theater. Midsummer is a hard pass. And you saw what?
47 meters down, Ungaged.
Now, there was...
A 47 okay. meters down.
Yes,
which I want to say, and this kind of relates to our sister show, I believe is on Netflix
mm-hmm.
right now.
Yes, it is.
Which I have not watched.
Okay, I have seen it.
Okay.
And it is...
Middling?
No, it is far better than I thought it would be.
Okay, all right.
Because it kind of takes what you think is going to happen and changes it. And in 47 meters down, I forget the whole circumstances, but it's like best friends, whatever. And for some reason, they end up in a shark cage on an adventure. And something happens, and the cage drops to the bottom of the ocean. And they have no way of communicating with the ship.
How far does
47 meters.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And again,
wouldn't
you think,
it be strange if it was like 51 meters and you'd be like, why did you call the movie that? Mm-hmm.
And I just remember thinking, this is better than I thought it would be. So maybe that's why I want to say I liked it, because it surprised me. I was expecting it to be just drivel. Because if water and shark cages are involved, I'm expecting Jaws.
This is actually kind of the issue, and maybe it's unfairly, because like it's kind of like any movie that has any kind of archaeology in it. Immediately, I want to compare it to Raiders of the Lost Ark. If you have time travel in your film, I want to immediately compare you to Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know if those standards are even fair. Like, it's like if your kid played basketball and it's like, how did I do, Dad? And I'll be like, well, you're not Jordan. You're never going to be Jordan.
And he says, Jordan Peele?
No, Michael. The Hanes salesman.
So 47 meters down, I guess. I can't really remember the spoilers to tell you, because I don't remember if they both survived. Clearly, at least one of them survived, because I don't remember. But it became a question of maybe somebody needed insulin, and maybe one of them could escaped from the cage and then had to swim 47 meters up without dying or something. I don't recall, but I do remember
being very, very anxious.
Being
pleasantly surprised that the film was not an absolute loss.
And surprised that it was as suspenseful as it was, and I just didn't expect from it because I know it's a movie, but it was realistic enough. It's like, oh, people do get in shark cages, and
It's enough of a situation where you're just like, oh, I'm glad I'm not there.
Exactly. So I can only assume that the people from the last film said, hey, it worked out so well before. Let's do it again.
I'm going to bet, especially with that description, that like you're not having a lot of locations. You don't have like a ton of stunt work.
Mm-mm.
Like you don't have to pay Tom Cruise to be there. So like the thing was probably shot on the cheap and made enough money that they're like, wow, we quadrupled our budget. Let's let's see if we can do this again.
So, uncaged.
Well, there is no cage in this one.
I'll have to look at the synopsis now to see if it says how different it is.
I will tell you up front, it's not Jaws. I don't even think it's Jaws 2. Now, to its credit, it's better than Jaws 3 and Jaws the Revenge, but my kidney stone.
I was about to say something.
My kidney stone was better than Jaws 4.
Yes.
Like I don't, and let me just say, I am not a kidney stone enthusiast. Like I didn't like it at all. But if you had to give me a choice of watching Jaws the Revenge or having a kidney stone, I really may have to toss a coin because they're both pretty painful.
So it has grossed worldwide $19.2 million, and that's really all I have there. What did you think of it?
I was kind of in the same boat. No water pun intended. About kind of being reasonably surprised that the film like wasn't just absolute like dreck. It's a couple of teenagers.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
One of them has the last name of Stallone and the first name of Sistine. That sounds like it would be Sly's kid.
Well, I mean, that would be interesting if that was the case.
Well, now I have to look her up. Continue.
And just see if it's not a coincidence that their name is Stallone. In this one, they get trapped in an underwater cave. And apparently, like, it's been closed up for a good deal of time. And there, spoilers, is a shark.
Really?
And this one, because of the amount of time that it spent down there, doesn't view things like with sight. It's using its other senses.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's almost like, has this almost like albino look to it. And because like the eyes are almost closed off because it's not using that sense, it almost gives it this vision of, I want to say, like almost like a zombie shark.
This is going to surprise you, but Sistine Stallone is indeed Sylvester Stallone's daughter.
Do you think he just kind of maybe slurred like the her name, and they were like, did he say Sistine? Is it? Mm-hmm. Do you think he meant Christine? I don't know. Just write it.
Like
down.
A work of art.
Gonna name a Sistine,
and they're like, what did he say? It's like mm-hmm. somebody chewing gum and trying to give a speech. Ask Vin Diesel. Like
So she decides to go back. Apparently she lived from the other one. I don't recall. So there are four of them, and you're telling me she says, I'm going to go in a cage now again?
No, cave.
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 The movie's underwater. Called Uncaved?
Uncaged. Oh. I guess because in the first one, they were caged.
Yeah.
And in this one, they are not. So technically, the title is very descriptive.
Okay.
Because I guess 47 meters down in a cave is not as catchy. It doesn't look as good on a poster.
So I'm wondering, does she say to her agent, I only want to do films where I can measure the distance from land. I want all caves to be 47 meters down. All underwater
or she's
scenes.
Like, if they ever do a sequel to 8 Mile, I want to be in that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just, I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
It's.
9.5 weeks would have to be 47 meters.
Or what's the, really what's the Will Smith movie, 7 pounds?
Yes, like, it'd have to be 47
only,
pounds.
She only does films that are measurements.
Okay, I can see that. So they go in a cave. Sounds dumb.
And then there is a cave-in that traps them in there with this, like, albino-looking zombie shark. Mm-hmm. And, like, this thing is also apparently set to jump scare.
That's a surprise.
One complaint I will give about this film, because they are, and I mean, you can't really get around this when you're submerged for roughly, like, I don't know, 85% of the movie, because they're all wearing scuba gear, and like they're you know, you can see their bare arms and just legs like flapping, and then like swimwear, you really can't tell the difference between anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have any natural light, so it's very hard to make out what's going on. Like, in a normal film, like, you can kind of set up, like, okay, this is the length of the room, this is the distance between that. Like, when there's action, you can kind of figure out where everything's moving in relation to one another. In this one, there's just a lot of rock and stone. And then there's some lights that occasionally dilate my pupils, and I can't tell which oh, it's a girl, and they're wait, they're all girls. It's just a really high-pitched noise. Which one of them is, are they dying right now? Did that one just die? What's happening? I can't tell now.
So, like, I'm just going to assume, much like the other one, where you had the people on the boat trying to figure out what one guy, just leave him, and the other, we gotta rescue him. So there's people working on one end, and then the girls who are at the bottom of the sea working. So I'm assuming you'll have a few shots of someone trying to find them, and then you have them in the cage trying to A, escape, and or B, kill the beast.
No one is aware that they are down there.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
So, like, you get some not-in-water shots at the very end, the very beginning, and there's another part where they might be getting out, but then something happens.
I see.
And it is shark related.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, this shark, like, it's almost as aggressive as that gator was in Crawl.
Really?
Like, yeah.
I can just see them talking on the phone. Hey, what do you got? I got four girls in a cage.
They'll be like, oh, really? Because I got a girl and her dad in a house with a gator. I'll be like, is that a new sitcom? Is that kind of like two guys, a girl, in a pizza place? And they're like, no, nothing like it. I just was just describing things. That's all.
So, did you like it?
It was a sequel to a movie that I was aware of, but did not feel compelled to see. So, I get like it, this was not necessarily a film I was going to seek out, but I wanted to watch a movie. And this was the movie that I hadn't seen. So I
see that on the movie poster now. Want to watch a movie that you haven't seen? Try this.
It's this one. And it's just got like a thumb pointing to the movie. Like, it's the film isn't bad, but like there's not a whole lot of people. Like, I've never seen a 47 meters down convention. Like, I don't feel
yet.
Like this is not a series that's going to go like 17 parts or whatever. Like, it's almost the kind that, like, you could eventually see, like, the fourth or fifth one, like, going direct to, like, DVD or Blu-ray or a video on demand movie, or maybe it only debuts on, like, Netflix or something like that. The film isn't, it's not, it is not a bad movie, but it's not an exceptional film either.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted a movie with a shark, and you don't feel like watching Jaws or Jaws 2, but Jaws 3 is beneath you, and so is Jaws the Revenge, because quite frankly, they're beneath all of us. Don't watch those movies. This would be okay if they put a Jaws 5 on it.
But what if you also had the option to watch Lake Placid?
I would, honest to goodness, just watch Jaws.
Yeah.
Just either wait for them to re-release Jaws for its whatever anniversary, or, in all likelihood, because the film has been out for like 40 years at this point. Just go rent it or get on Netflix or go to the store and buy the movie. Or chances are you have a VHS or a DVD or a Blu-ray or something or a digital version. Just watch Jaws. Just watch Jaws. You'll be happier after you do it. And there's still a shark.
So my question, where did they find the blind white shark to cast it?
I can only assume that Bruce, the shark from Jaws, has been looking for work for a number of years. He's kind of like, he's the Andy Serkis of like shark movies. You always, if you want it done right, you hire Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce, yeah.
Like if you want mocap done, like you go get Andy Serkis. That's just, that's what you do. So in my head, he's a working shark. He's a working shark. You go get Bruce. He'll take care of you. This nobody does shark like Bruce. He's been doing it for decades at this point. He's shark excellence.
He is. I can see that. All right.
Or it could have been CGI.
Is the shark portrayed as a beast, or are we feeling sympathy toward the shark?
No, he's a beast.
Who is also trapped.
Just a man.
And maybe has family.
Man,
a shark family.
Man-eating, or in this case, woman-eating shark.
I see.
No, wait. Yeah, he does eat some men. So, okay. He is an equal opportunity
eater.
Right. Like, he does not see gender. Like, when he eats people.
That's important.
All he sees is blood and human flesh.
Okay.
That's all he sees.
More all he smells.
I don't know if he smells. Can you smell in water?
Sharks can.
Can you?
But in space,
no one can hear you scream. But... How do you smell in water? Wouldn't they just take...
I don't know. I'm not a shark.
Wouldn't it be more taste?
No.
You sure? Like like when blood gets in the water and you're just like...
Well, they can't see it from miles away.
I can taste stuff in soup and that's like water. Like, but I don't... Like, I've never just been like, hold on. Wait, is that clam chowder? Oh, it's in my nose and it's so good. It's so good. Wouldn't that just, I don't know anything about sharks. I'm going to be perfectly honest.
Apparently, sharks and other fish can detect, wait for it, smells.
Listen, if you had told me that no one has ever seen a shark give birth, I know so little about sharks. If it didn't cover it in Jaws, and I think a lot of that movie, they just made stuff up about sharks. I don't know enough about it to go, that's not true. Like, I know how they have fins, they've got teeth, and I think they're not like dolphins. Like, they can't like do shark tricks. Like that's all I'm aware of.
Yeah.
That's all I know about sharks. When I went to SeaWorld, I did not see shark tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't tell me anything about it. There wasn't like a museum. It's like, and sharks can grow up to be this size. here's Sharky the shark bouncing a ball. Like, they didn't have that there.
Oh, that'd be funny. And you've got the family of sharks, and you've got like the black sheep of the sharks. Well, Mom, I want to go perform at SeaWorld.
I don't want to eat human flesh. Yeah. I just want to eat krill.
Yeah. Anyway.
Take a krill pill, Mom. Zing! Dad joke.
What do you call a fish with no eyes?
Blind?
Isn't that great?
I do love a good pun. And I find the older I get, the more I love them. It's like fine wine. That's just the older it gets, the better. Puns. I'm gonna be in like my 80s, and I'm gonna give myself like some kind of an arrhythmia and die because I'm laughing so hard at a pun. That's the way I die.
Yeah. And on that note. Thank you for listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.